Wonderful. Well, I'm so excited to talk to you for several reasons. Number one, because you're going to be one of three female grand marshals at the MLK parade in Durham, and I'm very excited about that. But more importantly, to me, you are the Dean Fuse Hall from Summer Bridge 92 for me.
Oh, wonderful.
Who gave us the best scared straight, you just got to college, you better get your act together speech I've ever heard. And you are the reason that me and all of my classmates that came into Bridge of 92 were determined not to get lost as a number at Carolina, and
yes,
told us that we needed to not be hiding in the back of those big biology 10 classes. We needed to be sitting down front. The professor needed to know who we were and recognize our faces. And you gave us like keys to success, and we all diligently wrote them down, because the way you presented yourself, we were like, oh, she means business. We better pay attention. We better write this down.
That is so wonderful. And it held you in good stead.
Yes, yes, exactly. Oh, and also, Melissa Wade in the Water from the Light 103.9 said that that you gave a similar speech to them. She was Bridge of 87, so she won.
Oh, wow.
So you made a huge mark on all of us. We all remember you very, very well.
Well, I'm glad to know that.
And that is, I hope you still give that speech to people. Do you still give that speech?
Well, you know, I don't. In this capacity, I don't. I try, I did give them an opening speech about why they're here, why you're here. I don't know if I gave it to you all's class, but near the end of my time, I had found this inscription on the side of a building at the University of Virginia. Mm-hmm. It's become one of my favorite passages, and it says, "You are here to enrich the world. You impoverish yourself if you forget the task."
That is so true. And, you know, actually, you told us at Chapel Hill that we were there for a reason, and it was not an accident that we had gotten
right
into UNC Chapel Hill.
That's exactly right. And I fervently believe that.
That is awesome. Well, I'm so glad that I got a chance to talk to you, and I'm so excited about seeing you at the parade, the MLK parade, this Saturday.
Yes.
Now, the theme of the parade is celebrating Black women in American culture. So how do you think that Black women can affect American culture in 2014 and beyond?
Well, we've been affecting American culture since we landed on these shores.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the unique aspect about being an African-American female in America is our deep compassion and our deep sense of nurturing, that regardless of what our circumstances are, we are always nurturing our communities, nurturing our family members, nurturing our other sisters and brothers in struggle. And that does not mean that it's unique to African-American females, but I think it is something that has been rich within our culture and that has reverberated to other women across America.
I totally agree with what you have to say. I totally agree with that. Now, do you think that, or rather, are there women that you see now that you think are currently in a position to leave a mark on American culture, women that we might know and might recognize?
For sure. I mean, I think that there are women that you probably may not know,
okay,
that I think leave a mark. Scholars like Paula Gettings, who's written the preeminent work on Ida B. Wells,
mm-hmm,
and she's written other stories about the history of Black women. I look at Melissa Harris Perry,
mm-hmm,
who is just phenomenal as a scholar and a public intellectual, that brings together unique ideas on MSNBC every weekend, is, you know, fiercely speaking truth to power. I think about some of the other young sisters that she has on that show. I'm a big fan of, I think her name is it Melissa Giles, or she does commentary on CBS, sometimes on the morning show, the Sunday morning show.
Oh, yes, on Sunday mornings when they discuss politics. Yes, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. I think she's also fierce. I mean, I think that, you know, anybody who has that kind of public space where they are actually doing their research, doing the homework, and bringing those statistics in an unbiased way for conversation and discussion, that's what we need in America. And those are the women that I believe are leaving their mark.
And what is
it? As well as our young sisters here on Bennett's campus. I'm real proud of all of the young ladies here that are doing some dynamic work in and of themselves. We have a young sister who just came back from the semester at sea, mm-hmm. Justine Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Justine started an HBCU blog to encourage other HBCU students to participate in study abroad and to go global.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's called HBCU Go Global, is her blog. And, you know, that's just wonderful because we are going to be a global society for those young students that are enrolled in colleges now. Their world is going to be a global world. So they need to get outside of their comfort zone. They need to get outside of their community's uncomfortableness about traveling abroad and just spread their wings and fly.
I think that is great advice. And if I could rewind it back to the 90s, I would totally do that. I would totally do that. And I think that you're right. I think that that's something that our culture tends to feel uncomfortable with. And people just, you know, like to sit and stay where they are. I know this place. I'm familiar with this place. And I don't want to step out and do anything new. So I think the idea of going global is incredible advice. And I was actually going to ask you what you would say about the women of Bennett College. So you beat me to it.
Well, you know, these young ladies have been doing some marvelous things. We have a legacy of doing that. Many people know that on February 1, the Greensboro 4 integrated Woolworths. What a lot of people don't know is that Franklin McCain's wife,
mm-hmm.
Betty Davis McCain, was a Bennett Fellow, and she also was there during some of that struggle. Not only just integrating the lunch counter, but also the movie theaters. We had a number of Bells. We have a book called The Bells of Liberty that tells their story.
Mm-hmm.
So since that time, our young women and our graduates have really taken on this call for social justice. So they participated in Moral Mondays. They are very active during voter registration and also getting their sisters to go out and vote. So I'm very proud of them for that, and I know that when they graduate and leave here, those are the kinds of skills that they will take into their respective communities wherever they land, because Bennett Bell is a voting bell, and every Bennett Bell will tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you look at some of our graduates, we have Senator Gladys Robinson in the state senate,
mm-hmm.
and we have Representative Alma Adams, who was a longtime faculty member here in the House of Representatives.
Mm-hmm.
Our mayor pro tem is Yvonne Johnson. She's the mayor pro tem and was the first African American female mayor of Greensboro many years ago. So we don't just talk the talk; we actually walk the walk. But more importantly, we do the service. We provide that service.
So the women of Bennett are definitely leaving a mark on American culture.
Oh, yes.
And have been for some time. Thank you so much for chatting with us this morning. And I look forward to seeing you in the parade as one of our three grand marshals. And it's great talking to you. And again, every time I see a college student here at Radio 1, I tell them that exact same information that you gave us in Bridge of 92. It really stuck.
Well, I am so pleased that it has stuck, and I'm proud to have said something that has been of value to you. Keep on pressing that word because, you know, we have to continue to pay it forward.
That is so true. Thank you so much.
And I'll see you Saturday.
I'll see you Saturday. Bye-bye.